Man wanted for allegedly shooting two Georgia deputies arrested after five-day search, authorities say. By Nick Gilbertson on January 17, 2022. Authorities say a male suspect wanted for allegedly shooting two sheriff's deputies in Georgia was arrested Sunday following a five-day search. The Thomas County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest of Tyler Keith Henderson in a Facebook post Sunday. He will now be a resident of the Thomas County Jail and will be held accountable for trying to take the life of three of our deputies, the post stated. The incident took place around midnight on Tuesday, January 11, 2022, in Ichlockney, Georgia, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, GBI, stated. The deputies were reportedly in the process of serving a warrant on Henderson when the alleged incident occurred, WCTV reported. The TCSO said Henderson allegedly secured one of the deputies' guns and subsequently shot two deputies with the weapon, the outlet states. One of the deputies was hit under their bulletproof vest and was taken to an emergency room, the TCSO said, according to WCTV. The other deputy was struck in the vest. WTXL reports he shot at a third deputy. Both deputies are stable and are going to be okay, the TCSO stated hours after the incident. According to TCSO, Henderson is on probation for robbery, aggravated assault and burglary charges, WCTV reported. Law enforcement said an arrest last month in Decatur County is what prompted the warrant. Hours after the shootings, the GBI announced on Facebook that it had issued a blue alert for Henderson. The blue alert is an emergency alert issued by local law enforcement to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure law enforcement officers and to aid in the location of missing law enforcement officers, according to the GBI. A manhunt for Henderson ensued for 5 days before he was taken into custody Sunday. And U.S. Marshals were offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. The search included efforts from a number of law enforcement agencies. With the help of what seems like every law enforcement agency in the area, and the U.S. Marshals, Tyler Henderson is in jail, the TCSO stated. Our efforts will now shift to getting our deputies back to 100%, the sheriff's office said.